Brilliant. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala, amma ba'd. Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi kitabihi al-aziz. Allah ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَزَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah ta'ala tells us, then why, or I should say Allah ta'ala asks us, then why, when our punishment came to them, did they not humble themselves? But their hearts became hardened, and shaitan made attractive to them that which they were doing. The fact of the matter is that if you're living a obstinate or rebellious, unrighteous lifestyle, then obviously that's bad. But it's not just that it's bad, it's that such a rebellious lifestyle is going to inevitably lead to difficulty. Because Allah Ta'ala describes His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by describing him as somebody who brings you a lifestyle and a methodology that's going to give you ease in your life. Allah Ta'ala says, describing His Messenger, يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. The Prophet ﷺ is described as the one who enjoins upon them what is right, forbids for them what is wrong, makes lawful to them what is good, and prohibits that which is evil, and relieves them of their burden and the shackles which were upon them. So clearly, if you're following the path of the Prophet ﷺ, you're going to be pointed towards all good. And if you go away from that, you're going to be going towards evil, towards these shackles, towards this burden, towards difficulty. So naturally, somebody who's living a sinful lifestyle is going to be struck by some kind of difficulty. The question then becomes, what is going to be your reaction? Will you humbly change, or will you, as they say, be wrong and strong? Will you be wrong and strong? The Prophet ﷺ says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُسِرِّينَ الَّذِينَ يُسِرُّونَ عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Woe to the stubborn people. Woe to the stubborn people. Those who insist upon evil even though they know exactly what they're doing is wrong. One manifestation of a hard heart is that the person never considers that perhaps their problem is coming from within. They always think that their bad circumstances can be blamed on somebody else. It's not my fault. It was because of my friends. They were unfair. No, you know what? It was my parents. No, it was my family. No, it was my teacher. That's the one who cheated me out of my degree. No, it was my boss. They were the reason I got fired. It wasn't my fault. It's society's fault. It's the government's fault. It's the ummah's fault. Na'udhu billah, it's God's fault. It's the fault of Allah Ta'ala, a'udhu billah. Never thinking that in all of your bad experiences, the common denominator is clearly you. As they say, the call is coming from within the house. Maybe you are your worst enemy. You always have to consider that, but that requires humility. So when hardship happens to you, and by the way, hardship is what? Hardship is when you are humbled, right? When something bad happens to you, it's as if Allah Ta'ala is taking you from your high horse and saying, get down. You're going to get sick. You're going to get injured. You're going to be wrong. You made the wrong decision. I'm going to humble you. Take it. Take the hint. Become humbled. Accept it. Say, you know what? I just got humbled. I got sick. I got hurt. I did something wrong. Clearly, my methodology is not working. I'm being humbled right now. Maybe I should just accept it. Swallow this pill and accept the fact that I should be humble. Maybe it's my own fault. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. And whatever strikes you of disaster, it is what your own hands have earned. Have you ever noticed that some people, even in a debate, forget about if sickness happens to you or an injury, some people, subhanAllah, even in a discussion, they will never say, that's a good point. SubhanAllah, it's very bizarre. You can debate with somebody for a full hour, 2 hours, and you think, you couldn't even say one time, I'm not saying you have to agree with everything I'm saying. I didn't say one thing you could say, okay, that's a good point. Brothers and sisters, if you're having a discussion with somebody, at least agree with something. Even if 99% is wrong, say, you know what, that 1% was a good point. Always try to give credit where credit is due. And when a disaster strikes you, whether you're wrong in a discussion or whether you made a wrong choice in your life and something bad happens to you, that allow that humility to wash over you. Why? Because if you do not, then your heart is going to harden. What does that mean? That means it hardens towards the truth. And when your heart hardens towards the truth, then subhanAllah, this is evidence that subhanAllah of that you have kibr in your heart. And also, what's the second thing that's going to happen? Allah says, is tazeen of shaitan. Shaitan is going to beautify what? Beautify evil towards you. So you're going to rationalize, well, yes, maybe this is wrong, but it's not that wrong. And you know, it's okay, I could do it. You're going to rationalize it to yourself. And I'm sure we've all experienced this. I'm sure everybody knows that one guy. It's not literally one guy, but we all know that person who, unfortunately, no matter how much good advice you give them, his heart is always hard towards that good advice. No matter how much good advice you give them, they always reject it. It's like they're impervious to good ideas. Meanwhile, at the same time, no matter how bad of an idea they have, it's beautified in their eyes. Shaitan has beautified it for them. They are susceptible to these evil ideas. So this combination of qaswatul qalb and tazinu shaitan, these two are a result of what? You should have humbled yourself when you were being humbled. When Allah Ta'ala took you and made you in a bad position, just take the hit, just accept it. And inshallah Ta'ala, you won't have these two evils of hard heart and this beautification of evil. Salama ibn Akwa, who he reported from his father, that his father said, I was with the Prophet ﷺ, أَنَّ رَجُلًا أَكَلَ عِنْدَ رَسُولَ ﷺ بِشِمَالِهِ, that a man was eating with his left hand in front of the Prophet ﷺ. فَقَالَ كُلْ بِيَمِينِكَ, he said, eat with your right hand instead. قَالَ لَا أَسْتَطِيعَ, he says, I can't. The Prophet ﷺ said, قَالَ لَاسْتَطَعْتَ, so you can't. مَا مَنَعَهُ إِلَى الْكِبْرِ, nothing was preventing him except arrogance. He said, I can't, no, it's fine, I can eat with my left hand. He was, don't worry about it, I can't, leave me alone. And because of that arrogance, the Prophet said, okay, may you not be able to. And then from then on, the Prophet, it says, what? قَالَ فَمَا رَفَعَ إِلَى فِيهِ, that he was not able to raise his left hand to his mouth. You can't? Okay, you can't. You say that? Okay. You're going to be disrespectful in front of the Prophet, in front of the Sahaba. You're going to be disrespectful for the gift that Allah Ta'ala is giving you. You say you can't? Okay, you can't. أعوذ بالله. This is being wrong and strong. We should remember the expression, لَا صَغِيرَةَ مَعْ إِصْرَارٍ وَلَا كَبِيرَةَ مَعْ إِسْتِغْفَارٍ, which means no sin is small with insistence and no sin is big with repentance. What does that mean? That even if you do a small sin, but it's with insistence over and over again, even if it's tiny, that insistence makes it a big sin. And even if you have a huge sin, like a'udhu billah shirk, the biggest sin, but if you make istighfar, you make tawbah, you turn back from that, then inshallah ta'ala, you're forgiven. Like the Sahaba, the best of generations, many of them were doing shirk, and then they made tawbah, they became the best. And we should remember what? وَمِثَالُ ذَلِكَ, and the example of that is, قَطَرَاتٌ مِنَ الْمَاءِ تَقَعُوا عَلَى الْحَجَرِ عَلَى تِوَالٍ فَيْتُؤَثِّرُ فِيهِ. The example of that is like a drop, drips falling on a rock. Even after a long time, what happens? It eventually creates an indentation. So let's not be wrong and strong. Let's allow ourselves to become humbled. And Allah Ta'ala is asking, why not? Why won't you allow yourself to be humbled when I'm humbling you? Just take the lesson and allow yourself to accept that perhaps you were wrong. Turn back to Allah. Don't have a hard heart and don't be arrogant. Now, I was requested to make mention of the fact, as I'm sure everybody can see right above me, there are certain needs that the masjid has, and unfortunately we have not been focusing on them. Alhamdulillah, as a masjid, we've been focusing on raising money for a lot of good things. But we can't forget our own masjid in the process. Subhanallah. Certain basics need to still be paid. So hopefully you guys can see what can be paid. It's also important, it was mentioned to me earlier, that in this masjid at Jum'ah, there's, let's say, roughly over 500 people. Let's say, give or take, maybe even more. Everybody walks out and can put money in the box, right? And subhanAllah, last week there was about $200 in the box. So how much does that equate for each person? Very, very little. Don't be shy to reach into your pocket, put something down, inshallah ta'ala. Those little amounts, they add up and they take care of the water, the lights, etc., all these different needs that we have. And let's also remember that, alhamdulillah, on the back, screen over there, there is a screen that shows how you have a QR code that you can sign up to become a member of the masjid. When you become a member of the masjid, one of the things that's required of you is that you have to pay $1 a day or $365 for the year to be a member. So it's not, hopefully, inshallah, not a overly burdensome amount, but it makes a big difference. The more families, the more people sign up, then inshallah ta'ala, these little things that you see above me, inshallah ta'ala, they get taken care of year by year. So may Allah Ta'ala make us of those who, inshallah, are generous, take care of these masjid needs. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.